play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial.
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
La lune était un capricorne et le ciel était noir cancer. On a attendu qu'il s'endorme pour partir rejoindre la mer. On a pris l'urne par les cornes et sans regarder en arrière, j'ai posé dans la salicorne les cendres de mon père. T'aurais jamais dû partir, j'aurais dû te retenir. Maya, on s'était entendu. Pas de cris, pas de pleurs, personne part avant l'heure. Maya, pourquoi l'avoir rompu? Le pacte de sang qu'on a signé adolescent, tous pour eux et droit devant. Sans toi, sans diogène, plus d'air, plus d'oxygène. Maya, c'est plus comme avant. Pourquoi tu viens?
Partout dans la taille, gamme à IA, pour que tu te l'odeur quitte l'oreiller. Pour clôturer le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreillette, je risque de regretter. Mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Parce qu'on work, 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 non plus sur la route. Ouais, ça me tue d'avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. Quoi, j'avais dit donc. Attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Austin et Paris dans le même mois. À jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas. Devant des gens qui peut-être s'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois. La maison mère crie une coupe d'appels manqués. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié. Mais j'ai compris, quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas, non, non.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose.
And I'm Micah.
And today we are your hosts for All Things McGill. And we have tons to talk about, mainly just our opinions. But first, I'd like to talk about the fact that I just went to the emergency room because I sliced my finger, my pinky to be exact, very, very badly while cutting Grana Padano. I don't know what it's called. Is it Parmesan or Grana Padano? Someone tell me. Anyways, it was horrible. I thought I went to the bone, but turns out I don't even need stitches.
So we went fastest emergency room on record ever in Quebec. We were in and out in 20 minutes.
Less than 20 minutes, I would say. I think within 15.
12?
Maybe, perhaps. It was extraordinary. But I think it would have been 5 hours had I needed stitches. But the nurse kept on saying how my skin had an extraordinary reparative ability. No, I'm just kidding.
Specifically yours or everyone's?
No, I was just saying, wow, I guess my skin's just like really, really good. And she was like, yeah, it's, yeah.
It's skin.
It's skin. Anyways, I was telling my mom about this and she was like, well, this is why you shouldn't be working at a pizza shop, Rose. And she used it as an excuse for me to enter the job market, but not the like proletariat job market. She wants me to enter Montreal's lawyer scene because I've just graduated college. I graduated from McGill University, political science grad, and now my mom wants me to be a lawyer
and not a pizza maker.
And not a pizza maker.
Really rude.
Really, really rude. She doesn't want me to be a pizza maker, and she wants me to apply my knowledge that I've learned.
Uncalled for, frankly.
Yeah, so I've been having interviews lately, and nothing's really throwing stuff against the wall. Nothing's really sticking. That's what I'm thinking.
Spaghetti's not cooked yet.
Spaghetti's not cooked. Not barely 5 minutes away from being al dente. That's how I feel.
Yeah, totally.
I don't belong anywhere. Definitely not a cabinet.
Well, my mom even asked me today. She said, so what is Rose's plan? Is she going to work at the pizza shop all summer? Is she going to get back? Is she going to do something else? And I said, I mean, she applied for a couple law jobs. And my mom said, oh, is she going to law school? And I said, maybe. I don't really think it's for her. We're still deciding.
Did she feel impressed when you said law?
Yeah.
Oh, might just do it then to impress the parents.
The parents-in-law. That's pretty much it. My mom was shocked, and I said, I just don't think she'd be passionate enough about it. And my mom said, I don't know, you grow into passion. And I actually don't think that's true.
That's definitely a Christian thing to say.
It's giving arranged marriage.
It is giving arranged marriage, for sure. Anyways, well, this is Micah, my girlfriend. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
The past two Pride Months in a row I've been broken up with, so we're really fingers are crossed on this one.
Yes, fingers are crossed. I'm not going to break. I mean, one of those Pride months, I was breaking up with her. So, you know, a little bit of a tough story there. But I think we're better now.
Much better.
We've been together for an extended period of time. Less than a year, but, you know, still extended. Anyways, nobody needs to know this. Happy Pride. My girlfriend works at a food bank.
Yes. So it's actually not a food bank. It's a food security program. And I started this job a year ago with the express purpose of hauling vegetables for said food bank. And now I'm running it, and it's quite awful. So I run a food security program called Innovation Assistance with my work wife, Erin. And basically, rude. I can have a wife and a work wife. Erin texted me today after I told her about the finger cutting incident. And she said, with your work wife and your real wife, you're really busy. She was like, how do you have enough time? I was like, that's a great question. But essentially, food security program. So we operate in Peter McGill, which is the neighborhood basically between Atwater and University from Sherbrooke down until you hit Verdun, pretty much. And we are actually transitioning into something called a solidarity market, which is not something I would expect any of you listeners to know. But the goal with a solidarity market is to increase the agency of the people that we're feeding, and also increase their access to healthy and fresh and local produce as much as possible. So essentially, instead of being something that gives out free food that is slightly worse quality, the goal now is that we give out nicer food that is a little bit more money. So essentially, we operate at 20% of market rates. So if you're buying a potato for 80 cents, then you would pay about 15 for it at our solidarity market. And the goal of that is just to like slightly subsidize and just, again, have accessible local fresh produce.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, from Tom's to Tom's, I help haul said vegetables and said dry goods. And it really is no joke. I can tell you that much.
I'm very strong.
Some heavy lifting, I'll tell you that much.
But if you do want to come obtain all of the food that me and maybe Rose have moved, then tomorrow at Center St. Jack's at...
Tomorrow, Monday.
Yeah. Monday from 12 to 6 at St. Jack's. It's the big church next to Concordia. We are running our solidarity market, and you can come and pay 50% of market rates rather than 20 like our members will do, and it'll help subsidize good quality food for the low-income residents of Peter McGill.
That's really interesting. You recently moved food solidarity market
close
locations.
We moved locations. I'm trying to think. So we used to be in a different church, and I found out this week that it used to be a Saint Hubert, which was a really fun piece of knowledge because I had no idea why it looked the way it did, this building that we were in.
What's Saint-Hubert? Is it a...
Do you not know?
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah, it's, you know, the chicken restaurant in Galerie du Parc?
Oh, that's horrible news.
Yeah, it was a Saint-Hubert, and that's why we had all of the industrial kitchen equipment. And then when the Habs moved out of the Forum in, I have no idea what year, that whole neighborhood essentially went from being super busy to nothing because the
What are the Habs?
The hockey team.
They moved out where?
They used to they used to be in the Forum, where the movie place is downtown.
Yeah.
And they moved to their stadium now, which is somewhere else. And so the neighborhood just fell apart because there was no attraction there anymore. And so restaurants like Saint Hubert went for super cheap, and a church bought it, and then we moved into it. It just makes me laugh.
Church vibes.
Church vibes only.
Okay, so
next order of business.
That's really interesting. If you want to volunteer, just visit Innovation Assistance.
Yeah, innovation-assistance.org, and there's going to be a tab in the menu that says volunteer, and then you're good to go.
Everybody's really, really nice, and yeah, I think it's worth it. And learning about food security in Montreal is always really interesting. And I've loved to have a peek inside of this world by having Micah be it, the world, in terms of food security.
It's so hard to satisfy your senses. You found out to love me, you have to climb some fences. Scratching and crawling along the floor to touch you. Just when it feels right, you say you found someone to hold you. Does she like I do? Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? does she stimulate you? Tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate, attract, and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you like I do? Tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Does she miss you, existing just to kiss you like I do? Can I survive all the implications? Even if I tried, could you be less than an addiction? Don't you think I know? There's so many others who would beg, steal, and lie, fight, kill, and die just to hold you like I do. Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you? She write you, infatuate and haunt. Know just how to shock, electrify, and rock you. Does she inject you, seduce you, and affect you like I do? Tell me, does she want you, infatuate and haunt? Know just how to shock, electrify, and rock you. Does she inject you, seduce you, and affect you like I do?
So we wanted to talk about, we wanted to give a shout out since Micah and I are self-identifying bisexuals.
We just wanted to mention ELWE, which is lesbian and queer events organized by my good friend and her good friend, who they basically just put all these kinds of events all over Montreal on. So one of them, the most prominent one currently, is at Unity every Friday night.
Yep.
So if they're just sophic events, so you can meet people who are interested in the same things you are, maybe if you're looking for a date, to date someone or multiple people, whatever you want.
All the gays are there.
they really are. And you can, there's like blind dating or speed dating organized, queer pong. So it really is just a fun time.
It's a good time. And honestly, my favorite thing about LOE is that it's impressively a safe space. I never thought I know this literally sounds sponsored, but you show up and you're actually just in a room full of gay girls and it's really just happy. Honestly, it feels joyful and safe and comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely check LUI out. It's ELLLUI. They're on Instagram and Facebook.
You missed an E.
Did I really?
ELLELUI.
Okay. ELLELUI. LUI. Yeah, so definitely check them out and let us know what you think. If you can even let us know through our email. Okay, so then our next segment of this show is Trend Predictions of Summer 22. This is super exciting.
Buckle up.
And this is really where Micah and I's guilty pleasure is.
For trend predictions?
Trend predictions.
Or just feeling so like funny. We're right about everything.
Either or.
Both.
We've merged into the same brain, so now we're just going to like make each other feel better about our opinions by finding only talking about them to the one person who has the exact same opinions as you.
For context, today I picked Rose up from work post pinky incident, and we were both wearing Vans, long Vans socks, long shorts, large t-shirts, and large sweaters on top.
And so this is our entire like trend prediction. Anyways, so we start off, are clogs in or are they out?
I would argue that clogs are on a neutral right now. They're not out yet, but they'll be there in 4 months.
I haven't worn clogs.
You hate my clogs.
Oh, you have clogs. You know, she has Birkin clogs.
They're objectively cool.
No, they are. I mean, Kendall Jenner's worn them.
Thank you.
So, I mean, arguably, that's the reason they're not cool, to be honest with you.
You're rude.
Anyways, so clogs aren't very interesting, but you know what is interesting? Cassette players.
Ooh.
Okay. Cassette players are in. And Urban Outfitters thinks they are, too. Which is cringy.
Well, I bought mine from an old lady named Mercedes who runs a bric-a-brac store in Saint-Donat. And it was $25. And she sold me as many cassettes as I wanted for $1 a piece. Maybe cheaper, actually. Anyways, my thoughts on, and I know this is going to sound obnoxious as hell, but it's all of the fun and agency of a record player, but it's way cheaper and 75% less cringe.
Unless you're like a hardcore radio record player listener.
Yeah.
Like my stepfather has a million of them and people I work with have a billion of them.
But if you're not a hardcore record player, it's kind of just embarrassing.
Well, no,
and
no,
it, the cassette comes in.
No, it also takes a ton of money to start owning a record player and building up your collection. It's just very expensive.
Whereas a cassette is, if it's old, probably $1. If it's brand new, probably $5.
And you could
way
buy a cassette
accessible
player.
Hobby.
Yeah, but you could buy a new cassette or a used cassette player that works fine for about $30 at a thrift shop. Anyways, so yeah, if you want to put some charm and mystery back into your music listening, get a cassette player.
100%. I had to call my mom to ask her to explain me how to use it.
And she knew.
And she laughed at me and she said, the first time in my life I've been explaining technology to you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Essence is out.
Essence is out.
I didn't even know what Essence was until I started dating or had a crush on Micah Angel. But basically, why don't you she worked there at one point.
Essence is a high fashion and luxury retailer. So it's basically Amazon, but for expensive clothes.
And she worked in customer service. So she was dealing with really, really rich customers who were fed up about who God knows what.
Canada Post, for the most part, which is completely out of my control. Anyways, it's relevant because Essence is based in Montreal. Their office and their warehouse and everything is in Montreal. So you can get things that you normally can't get without duties because how many times can I say duty? Because
their warehouse is in Montreal.
It's in Canada, so there's no import fees.
Wow.
Whereas normally you're ordering from the States, so it arrives, it's $500. That's a lot of import fees. Anyways, Essence is out.
I once spent over $100 on import fees, and it was really, really uncomfortable.
And you never want to do that again, do you?
No, I don't. So Essence is out. Unless
you tell them on what? Speaking of things that are out.
Out of what?
What were your import fees on?
Oh, this is embarrassing. I spent a lot of money on like Naked Wolf shoes and their platform white sneakers, and I think they're out.
They've been.
I think shoes that are on the ground are in. But, well, I mean, they're all on the ground, but within like 2 inches are in.
The closer, a lady at the food bank told me, that the Earth is one big battery, and
the further away you are from it,
the worse it is for you, which is why society tries to make us wear shoes, because it's putting a layer of rubber in between us and the battery that is Earth.
Okay. moving on. I do own a pair of platform loafers that I really enjoy.
Very
enjoyable.
Good.
I really like my platform loafers. I'll have as much rubber separating me from the Earth if it whatever it takes for me to be wearing those loafers. I'm obsessed with them. Loafers are in. Final executive decision. Loafers are in. They're especially exponentially in if they're paired with a long short.
I don't know if they brings us to our next point.
It does. It brings us to a next point. You know, articles have been written about how it's long shorts for men season, but it's long shorts for everyone season. At the end of the day, why do gender? Let's not choose gender here. Long shorts, preferably at the knee. At the knee. These are at the knee.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going through a small existential crisis right now because I got a tattoo on my leg last summer, and the placement was
directly correlated to
where they would fall,
to where another short
would fall on the tattoo. So the tattoo is like half peeking out of my other favorite pair of shorts, which is my Patagonia baggies, which may be out.
They might be out,
but now
chafing is out.
I wear my long shorts, and you can't see my tattoo. So is it net positive on cool girl points or not? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Might just have to get a new tattoo, but a tattoo right on your kneecap might be uncomfortable. Okay, so the benefits of long shorts is that they're not fat phobic.
I never have to think about my thighs.
I don't have to think about my thighs. You know, Micah and I have got thicky thighs, and at the end of the day, shorts riding up your cooter is not is net negative.
Can I say cooter on the air?
I don't know. So I really, really highly encourage a long short. Yes, it's hot. Like, it's physically sweaty and hot. But, like, we've had a cold summer.
Because, honestly, if you're skin on skin, that's more uncomfortable than being a little sweaty and fabric in between your layers of skin.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I think that's, like, the recipe
for a good summer.
For a good summer, and why the long short is extraordinary. Where to get your long short? If you want to, like, kickstart this,
it's Flow Market.
Oh. Unfortunately. It is Flow Market on Saint-Denis. Also, any thrift shop, you just go in the men's section and you will find everything for your long short needs. If you have a size that's 10 times too big, belt it.
Even because longer.
Long shorts, it really doesn't matter. It's summer. It's a fling. This is your summer fling. You don't care. Mm. You don't care how much it's going to cost you. It's not going to be a lot of money. You don't know if it's going to be there for a while, but it's good for this moment. So why don't you just keep it going? That's what I think about the long short.
Okay. So, I feel like we need to blitz through the rest of these.
Okay. So the next thing that we have is big bottom, big top, big skirt. So this is just, yeah, I mean, we saw it coming.
Self-explanatory.
I think this is the vibe for the summer. The vibe is for the summer is like, sure, if you want to have your arms out, if you want to have your legs out, whatever, whatever. Big shirt.
No
big
waist.
Bottom. Waist nowhere to be seen. Why does it need to be there?
For the summer, no waist.
Yeah, I love a no waist. Like, nothing. You don't need to see my body. That's what I love. Anyways, basically, I have this story. I used to dress once a week on Wednesdays, on Wednesdays usually, because Wednesday gave me boy energy. And so I would dress as a man once a week in elementary school, and I would wear like dark denim, huge pants, huge leather jacket, and like a button up or a t-shirt and my brother's old shoes. And I felt as gender euphoric as I could ever be. And that's how I feel when I wear my big shorts.
And now she's gay.
And yeah, big shorts, big shirt, even a big skirt. Anyways, so yes.
No silhouette.
No silhouette. Next one, muscle tees.
No silhouette.
No silhouette. Matching shoes with your significant other.
Okay, let's talk about this.
I find it horrible.
So my roommate, Carl, recently bought a pair of slip-on yellow checkerboard Vans from Winners. And I'm like, okay, sure. If you're buying a pair of Vans at Winners, they can be yellow slip-on.
They can be silly.
Checkerboard. They can be silly. And then his boyfriend, Ian, decided he also needed to match with Carl, but they didn't have his size at Winners, so they went to a couple other Winners. None of the Winners had Ian's size in yellow slip-on checkerboard Vans. So I come home yesterday, and to my dismay, shock, disbelief, all of the above, they had bought at full price from the Vans store yellow slip-on checkerboard Vans.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. And you know what we're not going to do?
Is pay full price
for matching yellow Vans with our boyfriends.
Well, I got a free pair of Vans at work because, I don't know. Look, I couldn't tell you. My boss has a hookup at work, and I got flaming red
old schools.
Old schools.
And see, I imagine them. If Rose got those, and then I took it upon myself to go buy at full price a pair of
red flaming hot old schools.
Old schools.
You just wouldn't do it. I don't think it's a thing, and I don't know if Micah and I would ever walk down the street with the exact same pair of shoes.
Same outfit? Yes. The exact same pair of shoes?
It's a stretch. Anyways, how should people be making their coffee?
The French press Montreal.
The thing about the French press is that I'm always making more than one cup, and I'm never finishing
it. You could get a mini French press. Rose's brother just bought me a Bodum, which actually seems like the perfect two-cup size.
Yeah.
Just get a French press that is particular to your needs, I would say.
Also, shameless plug to Micah's screen printing company called French Press Montreal. Screen printing.
MTL on Instagram. FrenchPressMTL.com on internet.
Yeah, so basically they do any screen printing for any local businesses, clubs, etc., etc.
We also do graphic design.
Graphic design. You know, ethically sourced items for the most part.
On God.
Totes, etc., shirts. And it's hard. You know, she's an entrepreneur at the end of the day. It's exhausting. Okay.
I'm exhausted. I mess with a mocha pot.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It makes a couple espresso shots. And you can do like Carl makes a mocha pot and then he makes an iced macchiato with it, and that's
wonderful.
Slay the house down booths.
Oh no, okay. So since scented candles are out, whatever. I think it's because it's summer. Biking is literally out. The thing about me is that I don't want to die on the road, and I get scared now when I bike, and I forgot my helmet somewhere, and now I don't have it anymore, and I'm scared. Biking is out, and it's exhausting.
Will I continue to bike everywhere? Yes. Is it going to make me progressively more and more angry as the summer goes on and the bike lanes get more swollen with people?
Yes. Biking is out. Moby Dick is in. Earplugs are in. Silk bedding is out. And that's it. I think that's what we have today.
Oh, one more?
No. Yeah, so that's what we had. I really hope that you like our trend setting predictions.
Tell us what you think.
They were more so statements than predictions. I said them with high confidence in the interval. The confidence interval is high or low. The margin of error is very, very small.
I went to art school.
You went to art school. Yeah, Micah literally transferred from Concordia. We did a show with her 3 years ago about aimlessness at McGill and how she literally left because
that's the decision of my life.
She was fed up, and now she has a screen printing studio, and I am lost. So who won?
I was lost 3 years ago, and Rose is lost now.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, Micah is the blueprint, and she's just 3 years ahead of me. How I dress, how I look. Anyways.
Coming out of the closet.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much for listening to our show today. I hope you liked our guest, food security
mogul.
Mogul, entrepreneur. Mogul.
Trend prediction mogul.
That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening. You just heard All Things McGill, 90.3 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you have the most wonderful Monday you've had in a very long time. It should be about 11:33 now. I'm not sure. Could be 5 or 10 minutes away from that, but it should be that amount of time. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Yes, sir, you already know what it is. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Montreal and worldwide, if you're tuned in online to CKUT 90.3. Welcome back to THT Entertainment. Whose vibe is it anyways? My name is Jason Alexander, where we bring you the best Canadian content you've never heard of. I do that with DJ Rossi Ross and the man about to speak next on the microphone, Colin Hassel on the drums. How are you doing, my brother?
My friend, 10 out of 10 today. Hey. Another beautiful afternoon here on a Monday in Montreal. You know, playing some tunes, some new fun music. Listen, like you said, bro, the best music they've never heard, the best music we never heard until quite recently. Listen, if you've got some more of that, though, you better hit us up on Instagram. Let us know what's going on. Hit us up at THT Entertainment, where myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and Jason Alexander are there to chop it up, to field your requests, to listen to whatever you were doing today. I don't know. Give us a shout. See what's going on. Listen, we've been talking a little too long for the beginning of the show. Let's jump into some tunes. What do we got, Jay?
Hey, you already know what we got to do. We're going to start off the day with a little bit of Afro vibes. But of course, we got to rep one of our favorite artists that we've been chopping it up with virtually over the airwaves from week to week, Aya Nakamura, Corpine.